Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Boom. Oh, yeah. That's
nice. All right. That's a nice color.
Operation Pigmentation. We are not that anybody gives a shit that's listening right now, but the boys, Rio and Craig, 28 minutes late. Craig, you called me at 1:10 and you said, "We're on the way. Rio's just cutting, doing some hair." Just doing a haircut. What do you got? Who's chewing? What the fuck is that?
That's me finishing my Sprite out of my new Thermos Stanley cup.
You got a Stanley?
Yeah, my wife and my daughter keep me hip.
Yeah, I don't know why. Well, I don't know why fucking super cold drinks are all of a sudden very, very important to people, but I don't know.
I guess, you know, everybody, it's a new thing. All of us are going to get cancer or something from the insulation or some shit.
I hope not. My daughter wants one for her fucking birthday. All right,
well, you better get her one.
Whatever.
Hey, man, you know what's up, though? I had to cut a head, too.
Okay.
So it was money over podcast.
I cut a head, too.
We gonna make money on this, though, guys.
Yeah, we got to. So we will start being on time, but you got to understand we had money in front of us.
Listen, I understand.
But yeah, you got to pick up your baby or something.
This is the 401k. This is my 401k.
Well, yeah. We going to have to start working a little bit fucking harder
then. Do you guys want to do a different day? I don't want you guys leaving the barbershop.
No, this is our best day because we done started making this work.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, this works for us.
Then let me just jump right in.
We might need to do 1 o'clock.
That's fine. One works for me.
Instead of 2 o'clock.
Just I get sleep. You know, I'm an indica guy. So, you know, I just get more tired throughout the fucking day.
Oh, yeah. We can't have you waiting around on us. You'll be nodding off like an addict or something.
What's up? You guys going to the Rays game tomorrow?
Amen, sir.
Yeah, okay. Rio's all ready.
Oh, yeah.
He's ready to go. Ready. He's revving and ready. What do you think about the Revs and their, you know.
Let's look at this. These guys are so ready. Well, did you guys bring anything in? Are you tailgating Rio? Like, there's no way you're going to be buying a $12 beer at the game. Oh, but I know you're not drinking right now, so.
Yeah, I'm going through my dry spell.
Dry spell, which is fine, which is, you know, deal with that with. Is he on the phone?
Yeah, he's on the phone.
What the fuck, man?
I mean, I had to, man. It was more money.
I understand. What's the money
you
want?
You know, I'm trying to get a house.
What? Okay.
Everything is for a house.
You're lying.
No, everything, man. You know, me and my wife getting a house next year.
Okay. All right.
Or later on this year.
All right.
You know,
perfect.
We got stuff going on.
All right, Craig, what's your plan for the game? You sneaking anything in there? I mean, how do you guys?
Of course, I'm taking my vape pen.
Okay. You have to.
Yeah.
What's your plan? Do you put it through security or do you just hold it up like when they.
I just leave it in my pocket.
Do you? I tried that at the Yankee spring training games. I had it. I just always keep it in my pocket because it's not metal or anything.
They stopped you?
Yeah. They were like, you can't have that at all. And I was like,
Hold on. Why you can't have it?
At Legends Field, you can't fucking smoke or vape at all. Where Steinbrenner Field.
So what do you mean? Like, there's no smoking area?
No smoking area at all. So
wouldn't that be discrimination?
Against smokers?
No, I'm medicating.
Yeah, no, I don't know. All I know is that
well,
I was with my daughter, and I just...
medicate in public.
Okay.
I was with my daughter. I decided, you know, what am I going to do? Am I going to have to throw this away or am I going to walk back to my car and put it there? You know what I did?
Throw it away. Nope, you walked to your car.
I kept that shit in my fucking pants and I walked right through fucking security and didn't do shit about it. I had taken it out before. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I took it out because it just looks like it's like a, you know, an ink pen or something.
Really?
Nobody knows. Yeah. Yeah. So I just went back and kept it in my pants because it's not metal. And,
so
you know,
wait a minute. So how did they stop you the first time?
I had it out. Like, you know, like you take your wallet and your phone.
Okay. So you put it in the tray.
Yeah. Because like I said.
You never put it in the tray.
Craig, they rarely look at the tray.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I've never been stopped. I've been Busch Gardens, Universal Studios.
Don't try to Disney. They'll fucking arrest you at Disney.
They think it's a tobacco pen.
Right, exactly. But that's
most times.
I know, but the thing, the Yankees over there, they don't want any of that stuff in there. So you're bringing in the vape pen. Anything else? Are you going to be buying any of their expensive food items?
Normally, me and Rio spend about...
buy a lot of the good stuff.
Yeah,
we normally
spend about $100 a piece at the stadium. on food.
Are you fucking kidding
food
me?
Food and drinks, like, easily.
Yeah, $100
It's not going to be as much this time because I'm not drinking.
$100 a piece? Like, is that now, is that just for opening day, or that's every time
that's
you
get normal. That's just a normal game day.
And is that just splurging, or is there really $100?
That would be pretty, that's like, those are two shots, hot dog, hamburger, chicken fingers, all kind of stuff. We'll try anything new at the stadium.
Does that include parking at all, or no?
No.
No, that doesn't. We have great free parking.
Okay. Now, this sounds...
We can't
tell
you.
They happened to, they built the dome, the stadium, whatever the fuck you want to call
Tropicana it. Tropicana Field.
Yeah,
they
that
built
place.
That shit the
lightning.
Right in the middle
of what was the lightning
hood,
dome?
And we just so happened to live in the hood. So
yeah. We got great free parking.
Pretty much can walk from where we at in the hood right down to the stadium.
Okay, well,
we're
let
like
me...
an 8-minute walk away from the stadium. That's long enough for me to
come
finish.
To shove, we could fucking catch a Lyft or Uber or something. And,
normally,
right
where
we
park at, I can finish
nowhere.
A half a blunt
right there
on the way to the stadium.
Half a blunt? That's all you need. That's perfect.
Yeah, normally
distance.
On the way to the stadium, I can smoke half a blunt, and I'm usually tossing it by the time I'm stepping on the block that the stadium's on.
Rio, are you going to get so high beforehand? Like, can you stay high for 9 innings? Or are you guys going to bring something in and, you know, take it outside? Or, you know, what's getting it on the smoking section? I know they have that at the trial.
It'll last.
It's going to last.
Okay.
It'll last.
They got the shot clock. I mean, not the shot clock.
The pitch clock.
The pitch clock.
Yeah.
The games are a lot more efficient now.
It's going. The shit ain't. I could take a nap and then we in the ninth inning.
It used to be where I wasn't high anymore in the fourth inning because it'd be like an hour and 45 minutes. But
I'm
now they're fucking sailing along.
And do you remember when the batter got out the batter's box like every pitch?
Yeah.
Every fucking pitch, the man will step on the rubber and he'll step out and then he'll step back in and the pitcher will step off. I hated baseball.
It was a big jerk-off session, man.
Yeah,
and, you know,
that was fucking ridiculous,
how much of our lives did we waste watching?
At least a couple of years.
At least a couple of years watching these guys toe the rubber.
Step off,
do all this shit, call for time.
Grabbing cups.
Changing pitchers.
Batting gloves.
Getting 3 or 4 pitching changes in an inning
that's
now.
That's right. Moving their crabs around. I'm fucking adjusting
Yeah, we get another
move
fresh
the dip around. Hey, let's talk about the pink elephant in the room.
Okay, is it Diddy?
What about P. Diddy?
Okay, that's what I wanted to bring up. I'm glad.
What is going on with P. Diddy?
Let me tell you, the white people are freaking out. They're like, oh my God, all those guys with the guns they sent into Diddy's house and the excessive force.
Why are they upset?
And what did Diddy do? Well, they're freaked out.
No, y'all got to kind of bring me up to speed.
Okay,
because I'm not really.
All right, let me get it down. Let me catch you.
Rio, where have you been?
P. Diddy has been paying everybody for his sexual harassment, and now they've raided his houses for sex trafficking.
Oh, he's been trafficking the bitch.
That's what they say.
They're just not catching him.
There's a lawsuit against...
Yeah, there's still another lawsuit pending and all kind of stuff.
Two others, somebody is accusing Sean Combs and two others of raping a 17-year-old girl in 2003. There's other stuff about sex traffic in there. If you're going to raid his house in California and in Florida, I mean, and you're going to send that much manpower in there, I'm guessing they might, like... have a little something or like a little information.
I don't know. They acted like he had girls tied up in there.
Well, I think that's what you got to go in. You know, they thought it was going to be R. Kelly where they went into the Hilton.
Well,
and, you know,
R. Kelly really didn't have them tied up.
Well,
did he?
You know, he had them on a floor where
did
they couldn't.
Did you know Jim Jones also didn't have anybody tied up?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jim Jones had the best game out of all of them.
Out of all of them.
He convinced the motherfuckers to do it.
Let me ask you guys this, because...
What kind of manpower is, like, mind power that we're in? What kind of narcissist are you to make all these people do this to really just prove a point?
What, did he?
No, we're talking about Jim Jones now.
Okay, now I want to talk
about Diddy. We got to get back on.
Okay, but Diddy.
I want to find out about Diddy because apparently, like, you go back and Cat Williams had said something on Club Shay Shay about that that Diddy, just a few months ago, Diddy is fucking, stuff's going to come out about him and he's a deviant. And then Kanye West said when he was rambling on the fucking wherever the podcast where they take the drinks and shit like that, Kanye was saying that Diddy worked for Jeffrey Epstein and it was his job
to
keep a list of all the pedophiles and all that shit, and like the rap game. Right. Did you hear about this stuff, Craig?
Yeah, I'm pretty much caught up.
So, I mean, so it seems like he's like another R. Kelly. Are they just trying to take down another successful black man, or is there something here?
I'm going to tell you this, and this is my personal opinion, and I believe it with every fiber of my body.
His personal opinion has nothing to do with Latin Sons Barbershop Corporation.
I'm only here for his personal opinion.
But my personal opinion is, but with all the motherfuckers, y'all done pissed the wrong motherfuckers off.
I agree with that.
Because, see, everything was all good. Y'all been, when you get all this
until
time
a week ago
to do this shit, and then a week ago, now all of a sudden, see, you done pissed the wrong motherfucker off, and now your ass is getting exposed because they got all the dirt on your
Well, you
ass.
Know who the motherfucker was? I believe it was Cassie, who I think he was married to or dating, and she was she wanted to get paid, and he wouldn't pay her. And then there she came out, and she started, you know, saying all this stuff, and then all these other women started coming forward.
Right.
So can a guy just be a fucking billionaire and not be some sort of sexual deviant? Or
no.
Is this
no?
No. This what? Comes with the territory.
Why?
No. You it's not just a guy, it's a black guy.
Yeah.
Well, no, because you know what? Like, I put Vince McMahon in that category because he did some horrific shit. I don't know if you guys have heard.
Yeah, but Vince McMahon he's a white
McMahon's,
guy. I mean, it's blatantly obvious.
Guy. Yeah, y'all gonna, you know what I'm saying? The white guys are gonna look down on that too, but see, when you're a black billionaire,
and
that's a whole
different
ball
thing,
game,
yeah.
Brother.
Because
not
first of
very
all,
many of us are black billionaires, and you gotta say, out of those, are they really welcome into the Billionaire Boys Club?
Yeah.
The BBC.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Are they really welcome?
Or did they sneak in?
And then they get all pompous and shit and forget that you still
a
nigga.
You're a visitor.
Like, real shit. And yeah. That's it. Ain't no other way to put it.
But yeah. Other, I mean, this was.
You heard what Jay-Z's song say. Nah, motherfucker, I'm OJ.
Well, people are saying that Jay-Z's going to come out on some fucking list and shit like that. I mean,
I don't think Jay-Z's going to be on the list. I think he might be smart enough to just not.
Bro, Jay-Z ain't pissed nobody off.
Yeah, he's a good earner.
He's a
great earner.
He's a good nigga.
Yeah, he's a good earner.
Is everybody, I'm trying to think, like, Dr. Dre's not involved in it. He's a billionaire.
Dre keeps having seizures and health issues. And
but he's just
his
making
wife his wife left him. He gives her a gazillion dollars a day and all this stuff. I mean, is he not hurting?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, he's still making music. He's still, like, he looks good. Like, I don't know if they're going to go, hey, Dr. Dre was trafficking kids.
I think he
kids.
Just had an aneurysm, like, 2 weeks ago.
Well, I know, but that doesn't mean that he's banging kids. It's really, well, I'm not talking about the man's health issues at all.
Well, Dr. Dre probably hasn't pissed anybody off.
He's a good earner also.
So, again, you just go all the way back to fucking OJ and all.
Yeah.
Who did Diddy piss off?
That's the question.
Maybe he did work for Mr.
Epstein?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe
he
this is
the
you know, the effect.
Off and goddamn it.
Okay, look at it this way. Diddy might have information that could also hurt other people that were down with Epstein.
Well, I mean, look, Craig, back in the day, Mace left.
We've heard the rumors.
Yeah, and apparently it was so fucking weird at Bad Boy that Mace had to go full
they
fucking
go
Christian.
To the Lord. He had to go to the Lord,
and they were talking about it on his podcast with Cameron, and like he was laughing like that this stuff is coming to light now.
Yeah.
Now, I want to ask you guys this. Is this because, like I said...
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you.
Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And Cat Williams alluded to it. Kanye West alluded to it. You know, very powerful black men. Is this part of don't snitch culture?
Fuck no.
That's not.
No. Fuck no.
So if you
no.
saw
you know what Diddy- this is part of if your ass is gay, if your ass is down low, the shit's going to come out.
This is also a part of what all of my motherfuckers like Dave Chappelle and everybody told you about.
It's another room in Hollywood.
You're not going to make over $50 million in any aspect of whatever unless you conform to the, how you would say, powers that be.
I mean, it start doing yeah. gay stuff. I mean,
you
it's,
got to do what
well,
they
either
want
you
to do.
You have to say no and take the punishment.
Dave Chappelle turned all that because
and
turned
he took
it all
the punishment.
Down because he said, "I'm not putting on no fucking dress."
Or am I going to give y'all creative control? Or am I going to take this blood money? And he took the punishment from that.
Right, and he's still making money.
But
he's
he had to
good.
Take the punishment.
He had to take the punishment. But he wasn't fucking kids and trafficking people.
That's what I'm getting
shit.
At. If you're
so
not in.
So these people
right.
didn't have nothing on him so he could give you the big fuck you. You got the motherfuckers like Kevin Hart, Cat Williams just exposed
yeah.
Kevin
yeah.
Hart.
Yeah.
The motherfucker been in the, they got him on the thing saying, I never put on the dress. And then they got the next clip, he's got
a
fucking
dress
on.
You know, but the point being
and
he's
on every fucking commercial. You got to think he's touching a billion.
You
he's
think
definitely
that,
in his strong 100 million.
You think Diddy's got any ties to into Tupac's murder or Biggie's murder or anything like that?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah. Because I'm going to say it like this. If your ass a sissy,
you a sissy.
You backhanded. You undercover. You do bad deals. You're a snake.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, like
you're
be
a
who
fucking
you, saying,
snake,
be who
bro.
You are?
Be who you are.
Be who you are. And be I mean, yourself. Honestly... I don't appreciate Diddy, you being a fucking snake. Did you hear when my man said, if you don't want nobody dancing in your videos, all on the video, so dancing this and that, come on over to death row. Now, you may have gotten a life sentence at death row, but you were on death row.
Do you guys think that P. Diddy was fucking Farnsworth Bentley back in the day? And please tell me you remember
for
him
sure.
with the umbrella.
Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
His butler.
No, okay. I think.
I'm pretty sure it was some faggot ass shit
going on. Yep. I hate to say it like that,
you guys,
but that's
hey,
what
listen,
I really believe.
This is how you guys, you know, talk.
You know what?
Yeah.
I believe that the umbrella probably went into Puffy.
Or the other way around. The umbrella was used.
The umbrella was used. You can believe that.
Man, and you know what Farnsworth, we haven't heard from
guess
that guy.
Guess what he's doing now.
What?
No, guess what he does.
What?
Gospel show.
Oh, so,
he went to the Lord.
Jeez, oh, man.
Also, look at that. They can say that Diddy is so good that he'll make you go to the Lord.
He'll sing you to Jesus.
He'll sing you to Jesus.
Diddy's recruiting for Christianity. All right.
Just straight up. That's crazy, man.
This is there's a lot of fucked up shit going on with Diddy.
Straight up.
There's apparently there's some rap wars going on right now. Kendrick Lamar came out with some stuff, apparently took some shots at Drake. Now I was reading that Rick Ross and everybody's starting to unfollow Drake and bail on Drake. Why does everybody hate Drake so much? Like, why can't Drake just be in, like, the fucking J. Cole, fucking Kendrick
because
Lamar?
Because he's too light-skinned.
Well, that and Drake didn't come from where we come from, where most of the rappers that he is trying to, you know, how do you
emulate?
Say? Emulate? Not necessarily emulate, but
these
the ones
are like he's
his
in this battle
co-workers.
With. His
these
co-workers,
are,
yeah.
These are his constituents.
Right.
Yeah.
And most of these motherfuckers, a lot of them came from...
Poverty.
Meager. Not. I mean, they wasn't dirt broke, boy.
But,
a lot
you
of
know,
had,
they came from
But like Lil Wayne,
food
he
stamps.
Comes from fucking down the,
yeah.
the Holly
you
Grove
know,
apartments. They, most
they weren't making
him,
a TV
grew
show.
Grew up in projects. Goddamn, he grew up in Canada.
And he made a TV show.
And he got, you
Early.
Know, he came in the game with money. So there's probably a lack of respect for how he got to where he's at.
And that might be showing
you
now.
You know what I mean?
But that also goes to how many people have ridden, you know, rode his wave. And now maybe they're trying to jump off the ship before it sinks. But if I'm Drake, just go at their throats lyrically and give them the business on the next album.
I don't know, man. I don't know if he can do that. Remember when Pusha T took him out a while ago?
But nah, do you really think
he didn't take him out? How much you heard from Pusha T?
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, Pusha T's my guy, so
yeah,
I mean,
he's
like him.
Wrong.
But
yeah.
Drake just sold a house in Calabasas.
Yeah, we don't hear
about
$88 million. Yeah.
Oh no, listen, Drake
is the only motherfucking rapper that has a goddamn club in the Toronto Raptors stadium, in an NBA stadium.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, why won't rap just accept Drake and go, Drake's not saying.
Rap accepts Drake, but you gotta just understand that there's gonna always be crabs and haters in whatever industry you're in. In this radio.
You know what Drake need to do?
What?
You got haters.
He need to swing on one of them.
Bubba has haters up and down.
Oh,
the list.
Yeah.
Yeah, he need to punch one of them.
And guess what? These are all his constituents that are really hating him.
Yeah, it's like he gets no respect. Yeah, so
and guess what? He's still doing his thing.
That's true.
He need to swing on one of them. He need to do a Will Smith.
If anything, it makes him more.
Drake need to do a Will Smith, bro.
It makes you more famous, more popular, more marketable, because everybody has to have the villain. And not everybody can be the good boy.
They jealous of Drake?
Have somebody
very,
to,
very, very.
They're better lyricists, but he's more successful commercially.
I don't know about better lyricists. I think
like J. Cole and Kendrick. You're saying
okay?
Like,
now that's a different.
Well, that's what kind of that's
okay. But at the same time,
Drake and J. Cole in the same light, and who's more marketable?
Oh, I mean
Drake or
yeah.
J. Cole?
Yeah.
Yeah, who's gonna sell more McDonald's burgers?
Drake, absolutely.
Who's more recognizable?
Drake.
Sexy Red.
Out of all the rappers.
Yeah,
if
Drake can be on Sesame Street and then in the Playboy magazine
you know
in the
who
same
the fuck
week,
these people are.
And we were still love
Lil,
it.
What the boy, Lil Durk.
Oh,
bring
Durk.
Him in, motherfucker. But stand him next to Drake, everybody's gonna recognize Drake.
Yep. Well, some
almost
of these young
worldwide,
kids might
these
know Durk.
These motherfuckers ain't even known in their city. A lot of them.
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys this: anything happened down in South St. Pete in the last week? Any like good stories? Anything I should know about? Anybody? You know.
Well, we're not the so called news of the St.
Well,
Pete,
I mean, you know what's going on. You're
I mean,
in the central.
You know, everybody knows. I'm gonna tell you like this: if you really want to know what goes on in South St. Pete, go on Facebook.
And what? Read the community shit.
Listen, people live their lives in South St. Pete. Some people on Facebook. There's a group of lesbians that's been fighting for like 2 years.
What are they mad about?
I guess because they licking cats or something. I don't know, but they just keep switching girlfriends and keep fighting.
Wait, what kind of group are you in, Craig?
I just cruise everybody page.
You cruising the pages for South St. Pete and there's lesbians that are mad at each other for what?
There's like a group of them. They keep switching girlfriends and then they keep having beef with each other and then they keep getting together and fighting or not fighting.
Is it like orgies they're having and stuff?
No, I wish they would. I'm telling you, it would be marketable if they could just throw some sex in it.
Have you thought about maybe leaving that as a comment and going like, hey, guys?
No, because I don't want them threatening me, coming to the barbershop, and then I'm going to have to fight one of them.
All right.
Because some of them think they men.
I understand. I just wanted to know what's going down. You know, I don't get to go down.
No, I'm going to tell you what's going down. We have not seen Black in about a month.
Oh,
you
no.
Black?
No.
Yeah, I haven't. Last time I saw Black, I was with you.
So everybody knows, we got to get Black on the podcast. Black is, what is he's in his 50s?
Yeah, Black is 52.
He's a crack addict, right?
Sure is.
Just
crackhead,
yeah. He's a crackhead.
Just got a woman knocked up, right?
Yeah, he got a 2-year-old.
Got a the baby's 2 already?
Yes,
and,
Lord.
And she
that baby ugly than a motherfucker. God damn.
That baby's so precious.
That baby is precious.
That's baby precious.
Is the baby Craig? I mean, Black's not listening to this, and girl's not listening.
Listen.
Is the baby ugly?
I ain't gonna tell you no lie, I ain't gonna say no names, but somebody said, oh, who little boy that is?
It's
and I said, that's a little girl.
I like how
whose
Rhea.
Whose little boy is that?
I like
that's
how
a little girl.
I just thought Rhea's like, that baby is uglier than a motherfucker.
the baby mama.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like a whole pool of ugliness.
And just this guy, and Black just can't get his shit together, right, Craig? Like
I'm going to be honest. To me, he's one of the flyest crackheads I know.
Like, functioning? You said he sleeps in the back of the barber shop.
Okay, well, now let me rephrase
that. He's a functional
crackhead. crackhead.
He doesn't
seems
even consider
to come
himself
up
a crackhead.
With nice pairs of shoes all the time.
And he doesn't work, so how did he get the money for the crack?
I don't want to know.
You've let him borrow like 10, though, before, haven't you?
Hell, fuck. No. What?
No, I don't know.
I
mean, if you go between the liquor store and the corner store, it's like several corner stores within the same vicinity of the liquor store. And if you let, if you get them all together, if you go hit every one of them, you'll come up with about $5.
Yeah, straight up.
That's a hard day's work for a 15-minute high. Holy shit.
Yeah, well, you know, ain't no telling.
While he was at the liquor store, he had them picked up a couple miniatures.
Yeah, he got a couple miniatures. So this is an all-day, every-day, all-night, every-day thing.
And that's the sad part of about what goes down in the hood. Like, Black is, you know, he's a character like Bubbles from The Wire. You know, like a sympathetic.
But somebody that could have a, you know, a family, I guess. But instead of that.
Does he like? Does he yearn for his daughter to like see her?
Fuck no. That might not be his daughter.
Oh no,
might not even be his. So it's some more ugly.
There's some more ugliness somewhere then.
Oh, all right, let me ask you guys one more question. We'll get off the ugly baby thing. Did you guys see the bridge collapse in Baltimore?
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about? There's already
it reminded me first and foremost of Skyway. 1979 Skyway.
You remember that shit?
Well, I remember hearing about. I was born in 79.
Okay, I was like,
I remember that day. I just people talking.
I'm from here, so you always hear about.
Yeah, I was 4 or 5. I just remember like people panicking, and it was in the newspaper.
But, I remember my mom and dad talking about the new one when they was opening it.
Yeah.
When it was opening the new one.
Now, to me, it looked very like a demolition. You know how you get something ready for a demolition?
Yeah.
Because when it went down, it looked orchestrated.
Yeah.
So you got a conspiracy on the Baltimore one, too.
I'm not going to say that. I just said it looked orchestrated.
When I first saw it, because I just saw it on TV, on the news, like it looked like they were blowing up the bridge.
Did they need a bridge?
I think they needed that bridge. They were repairing the potholes.
Well, guess what? They're getting a new bridge.
Does anybody freak out going over the Skyway Bridge, or is that
I
fucking hate the Skyway Bridge.
Okay. Do you believe that there are people...
Why the hell did y'all have to make it that fucking high?
Exactly.
In St. Pete, that have never been over the Skyway.
Do I believe that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm talking about never been over the Skyway, have never been over the Howard Franklin.
Howard Franklin's not bad.
They have never left the peninsula.
Well, I could think you could stay in St. Pete forever and be totally content.
Why?
Well, we're 10 minutes away from the beach anywhere you're at in St. Pete.
Why are you anti-St. Pete all of a sudden, man?
Stop telling people that.
I only come to Tampa to work. Like, I St. Pete, I would never leave if I didn't have to.
Stop telling people about that. They already know about our little secret. And now everybody trying to move over there, fucking up the prices of everything.
Oh, yeah, the prices are going to be...
Yeah, so don't tell them any more good stuff about St. Pete.
They already know,
St. Pete is fucking terrible.
Move to Gulfport, motherfuckers.
You
feel
me?
All right, well, we had a good podcast, guys. I appreciate you showing up here. Anything, I know you guys are excited for the game tomorrow. We'll talk about that when we get on this pod next week. Just go ahead, Craig, throw it out where people can get their hair cut by you guys.
Hey, man, if you're looking for a good time and a great haircut, where you going to come to, Rio?
2400 Dr. Martin Luther King Street South in beautiful South St. Petersburg, Florida.
Amen.
That's right, you sexy motherfucker. Enjoy that game tomorrow.
Hey, man, one love. Seth Money is in the house. Seth, you handled them well this morning.
Thank you, man.
I give you your props.
It was an onslaught.
I'm going to have to come one morning and talk to a couple people in here.
Yeah, just call in, Craig.
Yeah, because there's a couple people that work in here that I'm going to need to speak to.
Yes, you should.
Yeah, yeah.
You
and when
them
are
know.
They going to get your camera together?
Oh, well, you know, we're working on it. You know, it's a high
you know what we should do? We should put a picture of Black up for you.
No, his baby.
His baby.
Put it on your computer screen.
Hey, one love, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, no problem.
Man. Thank you, boss.
Hey, Seth, man.
What's good?
We'll see you next Wednesday, bro.
All right, good job. That was a good one.
It was fucking awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad you were talking. We had to get a rental car.
For what? Today?
Well, Rio has no car right now. And his car's still in the shop. They've been fucking with him
for a month.